You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch.
Yeah, he is coming to town 4 more days, or technically 3.5. Because, of course, Santa leaves on Christmas Eve to get to your house by Christmas Day.
Well, at least. He probably ought to leave a little bit sooner.
Right.
It's the busiest travel day outside of Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Traffic's going to be a mess, and Mary's on speed dial with Santa Claus. Somebody else on speed dial, Dave Ennett and I are filling in for Steve today with, of course, our regular team, Mary and Vic and Orion and Kevin Powell on sports. Michael and Ella for producing for us today. So, you're not mishearing anything. Steve will be back tomorrow. We have a special guest caller on the phone, though. Hello, mystery caller.
Yeah, where's Cochran? Is he out looking for a gig or something?
Spikey!
Woo-hoo! What are you guys doing? I look at my little television screen here this morning, and you kids got the keys to the car.
We do. We'll have it home by midnight.
We're taking a joyriding, Spike.
Is that you, Dave?
It is, Spiker.
So you got a full-time job there now?
I think so, at least today.
Spike, have you heard?
You guys.
Hey, Spikey,
you too, Spike.
Have you heard Dave doing these pajamagram reads? He is really sounding sexy.
Well, Dave is sexy. As a matter of fact, he should. You know, he's so GQ with every hair in place. He could be the male model for those things.
You could be a male model.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
You and David Beckham, and you could do underwear ads.
You know who else would look good in those pajamagrams? The Big O.
Oh, yes, Big O.
Do you really think so, Spike? Do you believe in what you're saying?
Actually, no, but I had to say that because I saw you there. How you doing, big boy?
I'm doing pretty well. My heart's ticking, so that's my best Christmas gift.
Well, I want you to know that my wife's heart still beats for you. You know, my wife and Big O have a thing going.
Yes, we do. Yes, I miss her.
Yeah, well, her heart beats for you. Well,
thank you.
Good, buddy. It's good to see you up in the saddle and feeling well.
Well, it's good to be feeling better every day, so it'll keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
You know, I now have a cow valve and a pig valve, so I can literally say agriculture is in my blood.
But he's been waiting to say that for how many years, though?
Just three months.
Just keep spreading that fertilizer, big boy.
So, Spike, you haven't gotten any Christmas presents for your grandkids or anything, have you?
Yeah. I tell you, we took them all to see Star Wars on Saturday.
How'd they like that?
That was like Christmas Day for them. Did you guys see it yet?
No, don't spoil it, Spike.
I can't?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Don't spoil it.
Please.
Don't spoil it.
Nick told everyone this
morning. Everybody close your ears. Here's a spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear it,
okay.
The good guys win.
Oh,
no.
Gotta ruin it always.
Man.
Did you wear your Darth Vader costume?
No, but my son did. He's such a geek, I'm telling you.
Man.
It was.
Where did he learn that?
Booyah!
Yeah, the grandkids did too. They were all in their Star Wars stuff. Oh man, it was like Christmas morning for them. They had so much fun.
Well, we miss you, Spikey. We love you.
Miss you too. You guys have fun playing with the car there, okay?
All right, all right. Dave, you want to say anything to Spike?
Go ahead, Dave, say it.
Merry Christmas and I love you.
Yeah.
I love you too.
There it is.
And Merry Christmas to everybody up there, seriously, from our family in Dixieland. To all you guys up there, we love you, we miss you, we think of you often, and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Spike, to you and Karen and the whole Odell clan.
Okay, guys, bye-bye.
All right, take care, buddy. We love you. There's Spike Odell.
Bye-bye,
the great Spike Odell.